Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Pampty, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Pampty, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Al Toria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
Turn your Bibles, if you will, to the book of Job, chapter 19. Job, chapter 19. I want to look at verse 25. For recorded are these words. Job 19, verse 25 says, "For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me." May the Lord add the blessing to the reading and hearing of his holy word. For just a little while, I want to speak from the subject, some things you just ought to know. Some things you just ought to know. This is from Job's experience, and he's the first to have this experience, and this word is an informative word, but it's also an inspiring word because it enlightens us about not only the personal experience of Job, but for the experience that should be for all believers. A lot of times we hear this message at funerals, at celebrations of homegoings, etc. But I want you to realize that this was a gospel assurance that Job spoke of in the Old Testament. This was Job speaking about Jesus Christ, about understanding this day that we celebrate, this resurrection experience, this Lord's Supper experience, this great act of Calvary, understanding the gospel itself, understanding who and what the Lord Jesus Christ means to believers, and not just celebrating a time of fellowship around a table where there's bread and wine that represents his body. There are just some things you really ought to know for yourself. He says, and I want you to see this because Job is speaking in our verse, and he had a lot more than we realized. And even though he had more than we realized, Job spoke these words over 1,500 years before Calvary. Listen. Yet there is much gospel truth here about Jesus Christ 1,500 years before Calvary. We know three important truths, and we're going to open this verse up and share them with you. The first is they concern the redeeming by Christ. the resurrection of Christ, and the rule of Christ. Now look at this word, because when he starts off, he's speaking for himself. It's a personal reality that he shares with us. It ought to be the same reality for every believer underneath his or her skin. He says, I know. Now, can I tell you, everybody who belongs to a church can't really say, I know. At best, some can say, I heard. But it's a whole different experience when you can say for yourself, I know. Now, can I tell you that in order to know, he has not experienced this in the flesh, so it has to do more with not only the relationship, but also the revelation that he has gotten because of his relationship about his Redeemer. Can I tell you, you don't have a Redeemer until you have a relationship. And when you have a relationship, the Redeemer reveals some things to you that he won't reveal to those who don't have a relationship. So he's speaking experientially out of his relationship with the Lord. And can I tell you, my brothers and sisters, you may learn many things, read many things, know many things, but it's nothing like having the revelation of the Lord speak some things to your life, share some things with your life, give wisdom to your life that only can come by way of relationship with him. How many of you know there's power in relationships? Listen at this. He says, I know that my Redeemer liveth. First thing I want you to know is he says, he's talking about the redeeming Christ, and it's so important. The word translated redeemer means kinsman redeemer. Now, this is important because one of the things that you're going to recognize about Jesus is he had to take on the form of human flesh. He had to go by way of the natural experience to become our kinsman redeemer. His relationship is not only with Israel, but his relationship is with Abraham by faith, which brings us into the picture and makes us kinsmen to him. It is because he chose to take on the form of flesh and experience the trials, the tribulations, and the triumphs of knowing what it meant to walk in this earthly realm in the flesh experience made him akin to our sufferings, to our situations, etc. The Bible says he was tempted in all points like as we, but without sin. And so when Jesus knows about every situation you go through, you deal with, you experience, it's not by osmosis. It is because he has been here and experienced it firsthand. Nothing like having a kinsman redeemer, one who's connected to you by way of relationship, but not only that, also by experience. And this Jesus, when he talks about this redeeming Christ, I know that my personal Redeemer liveth. Listen at this. This is the one who is related to the redeemed. And so when you know that you are related to the redeemed or the Redeemer, then it is a joy, a beyond just the word of Redeemer, knowing that you have a connective relationship. One of the things is he's related to us, and he took upon himself all of our sins and all of our shortcomings and all of our mistakes and all of our mess ups, and he redeemed us from the penalty of sin. So when he talks about my Redeemer, he's looking at Christ as the one who will pay in totality a price that only he could pay. My kinsman Redeemer is what Jesus is. I got to tell you, my brothers and sisters, some of you know him by his name, but don't know him by relationship. And there are things that happen to you not when you just know his name, but when you're in relationship with him. You see, no one has to inspire you, encourage you, order you, command you, direct you, and prompt you to rejoice about the things of Jesus when you've got a relationship with him. Because just let somebody who knows him, in relationship with him, get to talking about the Lord, it kind of brings up a competitive, slightly jealous spirit, because you begin in your own spirit to realize he hadn't just been good to you. He's been good to me also. And though you have a story to tell, I've got one to tell also. And when you begin to recognize by way of relationship that your Redeemer has redeemed you from all of the issues of life that the enemy thought you would be bound in for eternity, you've got a reason to shout. No wonder the psalmist says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I gotta tell you, my brothers and sisters, when you knew you were on your way to hell, no weapon in your hand, no God on your side, when you knew if he wouldn't have shown up and showed out and turned you around and given you a new agenda and a new direction, put your name on his list of the living, you wouldn't be here. If you knew that nobody but the Lord could take care of you like he took care of you, like he's taken care of you, like he will take care of you, you would say, I've been redeemed. I may not look like I've been fully redeemed, but I've been redeemed. I might not look like all I'm gonna look like, but I've been redeemed. He's not through working on me. He's not through tweaking me. He's not through pruning me, but I've got news for you. I've been any redeemed folk in the house today. So we move from the redeeming by Christ to the resurrection of Christ. Because he says, I know that my Redeemer, and here's the word, liveth. Christ is not dead in a grave. Job gave the message of resurrection long before it happened. He knew by faith that the Redeemer liveth. Somebody say liveth. He's still alive. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He liveth. Matter of fact, the writer of Hebrews says he ever liveth. What is he ever living for? To make intercession for the redeemed. For us. And if you are redeemed, you got to know that you've got an intercessor in all of the issues that the enemy present to your life. You're not in this thing by yourself. Somebody ought to rejoice knowing you're not in the mess you're in, the situation, or the life you're in by yourself. You've got a kinsman redeemer, and he ever liveth to make intercession for the redeemed. Oh, don't you think just because you're saved and sanctified, filled with his spirit, that the enemy won't mess with you? Matter of fact, you become prime candidates for the enemy's target list. The closer you get to God, the more you submit to God, the more God puts his hand and his love and all of his concerns and connections with you, that's the more the enemy wants to take you out. But Jesus makes intercession for you. Thank God that he knew the devil's plan for me today. But he's already run interference. Some of y'all don't understand it. You think you're sitting here, but you're unaware of what's going on in the spirit realm. There are some things that if the devil would have had his way and Jesus would not have interceded, you would not be here today. Oh, I know you're looking cute and everything right now, and you think you got it together, but I got news for you. You ought to have your hands lifted up. You ought to have your praise going up if you knew what the Lord saved you from. You'd say, I've been redeemed, and I know he lives because he lives. I can face tomorrow. It ain't gonna be no Blue Monday for me. I can face tomorrow because he lives. Bless his holy name. Listen at this word. Listen. Christ overcame the power of the grave and of death. When we see the women, when they came to Christ's grave early that first resurrection morning, they were met by two angels who announced that Christ was not in the grave, but had risen. Luke 24 and 6. Like he said. You see, you got to know that when he says whatever he says, he means it. And because he means it, he says it. And if the Lord said it, you can trust him. You can count on it. You can believe in it. And so when they came looking for a dead Jesus, the living Redeemer, early that Sunday morning, while the dew was yet on the ground, early that Sunday morning, before the cock began to crow, early that Sunday morning, before they even knew what was going on, Jesus had already made his exit out of the grave. He had already had a fellowship with the Father. He had already done what he had promised he would do. He was already walking around the garden. Somebody say, I don't know what he was doing in that garden, but I submit to you, he was praying in the garden. You see, one of the things I've discovered is when God resurrects you, when God raises you, when God elevates you, you got to have a little talk and tell him thank you. Oh, I wish I had a witness here. And by the time the women got to the grave, two angels had already been there waiting on them. And they said, who are you looking for? We want to see Jesus. Oh, the Redeemer has already gotten up. And so when the women were now amazed that his body wasn't there, was on that way back to tell the story, Mary saw what she supposed to be the gardener still there in the garden. And she didn't even look up to see Jesus because she just assumed that he was the gardener taking care of the garden. But what she didn't know is her Redeemer was right before her. And she said, sir, if you could just tell me where y'all laid it. That's all I want to know is where is Jesus? And he had to say, Mary, when he called her name. Now, can I tell you, it wasn't just anybody calling her name, but because she had relationship with him. I wish I had a witness. She knew the sound of a name coming out of Jesus' mouth. And can I tell you, when you've got relationship with the Father, relationship with the Son, relationship with the Holy Ghost, you know when he's talking to you, because his voice is like no other voice. Well, y'all know the story. He said, don't touch me now. I got unfinished business. But go back and tell the brethren that I'm alive and well. I'm just trying to tell somebody today, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him just what you want. If you're burning, tell him what you want. If you're sick in your body, tell him what you want. If you're low on your money, tell him what you want. If your enemies are all around you, oh, tell him what you want. Whatever your issue is, he will make it all right. I'm gonna leave you when I tell you, that the rest of the word says, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And then he goes on to say, and those skin worms destroy my body. My faith is in my Redeemer. Though the skin worms eat up all my flesh, I'm not worried about it, because in that last day, when he stands back and calls my name, oh my God, I'm so glad that I will see him for myself. Nobody else will tell me about it. I may be dead many years before he comes. When the worms eat up my skin and the bird eat up the worm and the hawk eat up the bird, I still, at the last trump, when he calls me, I will answer. Well, how will you do it? It will be a reversal process, because the hawk will give up the bird, the bird will give up the worm, and the worm will give up my skin, and in my flesh, I wish I had a witness here. I'm gonna see him for myself. Tell somebody here, he lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me. He talks with me. Tells me I am his own. I wish I had a witness here who knows he's able. I wish you knew he was able. Why don't you give him praise and glory? Because there's some things you just ought to know. If he's your Redeemer, the doors of the church are open. The doors of the church are open. I don't know what he is to you. He's my everything. If he's calling you today, this is your opportunity to say, just as I am, Lord, I come. I believe in my Redeemer. If he's calling you, this is your time. God bless you, brother. God bless you. Is there another? Is there another? Whoever you are, my brother, my sister, just know that you ought to know him personally and intimately. You ought to know that he lives, because you talk with him daily. The promises he made, he's got to be alive to bring them to pass. He lives. Because you know he lives on the inside of you. God bless your daughter. Is there another? Is there another? One plea. But that thy blood was shed for me. This is your time. It's a personal time. He said, I know. Sometimes you've got to know some things for yourself. It's good that mama knows them, and daddy and grandmama and granddaddy and all of the others, but you've got to know this for yourself. Because when it comes time to answer for yourself, nobody can answer for you but you. If he's calling you, why don't you come? You don't know what's ahead, but he does. And if he's calling you now, it's because now he knows is the best time. Now is your time. Whether it's for baptism, whether it's Christian experience, whether it's a call to ministry, whether it's for deliverance, whether it's for a closer walk with him, whatever it is, God bless you, sister. Why don't you come? Why don't you come? You need to know your salvation. It was no mistake. God planned it from the foundation of this world. God knew what would happen, when it would happen, where it would happen, and why it would happen. And now you're here in this present juncture of human history to speak for yourself, to stand for yourself, and to be sure for yourself that your Redeemer liveth. Our last appeal. Our last appeal. Would you bow your heads? And would you pray for someone that still may be struggling with this decision? Those over in the cry room, those maybe over in the chapel, if God is speaking to you, come on now while the blood runneth warm in your veins. Come on. Come on. This is your opportunity. The word of the Lord says, the day wherein you hear my voice, harden not your heart. There may not be another chance like today. Believers all over the building are praying for you, believing that you will not only hear, but you will respond. You will obey God. God bless you, brother. Keep praying. One is coming. Is there another? Is there another? You know what the call is. God wants you to respond to his call. It's personal. It's personal. Two more coming right now. God bless both of you, brothers. Come on, believers are praying for you, my brother, my sister. You know who you are. God bless you, brother. Come on. Hallelujah. There are just some things you ought to know. Things you just ought to know. No matter how much I know them, ministerial staff, deacons, deaconesses, etc., know them, you just ought to know them for yourself. And it comes first by relationship. And through the relationship, revelation. God will reveal some things to you in the relationship with him that he won't reveal to you in written material.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
James Brodnick's Ministries presents the Master Key Program for disciplining your mind for good health, success, prosperity, and blessings. Apostle Brodnick's will teach you biblical principles and proven techniques right out of the Word of God that will establish you into abundant living. The Bible tells us that God gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. This ministry is designed